嗰啲中途門好高興，因為耶穌俾佢權柄咧，可以驅魔，可以治病。咁耶穌話：值得高興嘅地方，係因為你嘅名字已經登記喺天上，在世上所做嘅一切都唔及得我能夠入到天國嘅門檻裏邊。所以在世你做啲乜嘢偉大嘅事，喺耶穌心中這個唔係最偉大，最偉大嘅事你能夠喺天父嘅懷中咧，這個係我人生嘅目標。一唔覺意咧，啲中途門咧好可能就覺得自己充滿神恩，驅魔治病乜嘢都得，但係呢個唔係重要。有个治病，讲先知的说话是一种恩赐。恩赐呢是为别人的，不是为你自己的。所以你要值得庆幸的，不是因为你做到很多事，是因为你的名字登记天国里面。这个很值得我们反省的。否则呢，我们会在世的时候觉得我们丰功伟绩一定有天国的路啦，那又未必的噃，未必的噃。你做得伟大的事物是做了工具而已，你将这个事物的源流放在你自己身上，我有这个能力，这个就是骄傲的原始。所以这个值得我们看清楚。今天那个约伯传呢非常之好啊，好的结尾啊，这个是一个故事的非常之美丽，因为它整个的过程里面呢，开始他都有信德的，但因为病啦，家财冇晒啦，仔女冇晒啦，你唔多唔少人性嚟讲咧，都有一种嘅质疑。咁啊，加埋啲都唔系叫猪朋狗友嘅，加埋啲啊朋友嘅说话，所以都怀疑呢个天主系咪个父亲。咁啊，最后佢自己衷心忏悔，佢主啊，对唔住，我谂歪咗，我睇唔清楚，求你原谅。大家睇到约伯传嘅最后，完完全全过去嘅有嘅系可以系百倍嘅上报，亦都好似睇到耶稣话：你跟随我，就算你好似失去一切，但系有一百个嘅上倍，一百个父亲，一百个母亲。一百个家财，你睇跟随主嗰个效果咧，唔系你想嘅，系丰盛嘅，系丰盈嘅。咁当然啦，喺天国里边呢、这个自不然系我哋嘅上报啦。但系在现世已经开始，我哋唔系讲听过天主国从而家开始噶嘛？你今天嘅脚唔喺天国里边啊！你怎样证明你明天一定入到天国呢？你不要想着最后关头你会忏悔的，因为影响你的不只是你自己，撒旦在你身边的，他不愿意任何一个灵魂入去天父怀中。撒旦的目的的存在，他们因为知道耶稣救世人，他们才不满，才成为魔鬼。他怎会让那些人类啊能够沾到这个天主的光荣呢？他千方百计的。所以这一点呢，我们要极其小心。此时此刻是开始你天国之路啊。虽然你有些缺陷，虽然有些不足，约伯提醒你不要这么快去下定语，天主是我们的父亲，是比我们百倍的上报的，不要短视这些东西，不得那天主就不理我了。希望大家保持住这一份信赖。有些东西没什么言眼报住，我们不是追求这一点，最重要的你努力生活，最重要的因为你的名字是在天国里面。 So today we are advised to live well, And Jesus says, don't be proud because you can cast out the devil, you can work miracles. Yeah, it's okay. But it's more important is your name is in heaven. It's more important that our heaven is not started when we die. If this right this moment, if today you have not, if you are not live in heaven, how can you promise the day of your death you can be enter into heaven, in the kingdom of God? So it's very practical. Heaven started now, this moment. You are living in heaven. That means you're living with God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Spirit. Because you're living in His will. Whenever we live His will, you are in heaven. So let us live well today. Started, imitate the simplicity of St. Francis of Assisi. He lived a simple life. He lived like a beggar. That's why in the very beginning, his disciples, he divided into two groups already. One group, they lived the spirituality of poverty, but they cannot, we need to have a house. But St. Francis said, no. So, no, whether we go, God will provide. That's His way. Anyway, we have to trust divine providence for all of us, and simplicity is the spirit of St. Francis of Assisi.